Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, are you missing out on much of the fun in life? Fun is good for you, you know. It helps you forget about today's problems and prepare for tomorrow's.
But, Eleanor, people don't always feel up to having fun. And frequently it's a headache or an upset stomach that keeps them from enjoying fun.
Yes, and that's when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend. To help you feel good, so you can enjoy your fun. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. And this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Try it. All drugstores sell it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
Oh, I hate to wear this raincoat, but the weather is... Oh, well, I'll take it off anyway before we go in. McGee, I'm going to leave now.
Okay, Tootsie, have fun.
How do I look? All right?
Just like a movie star.
Yes, sir.
Oh. In this old raincoat?
You betcha. You walk down the street and I'll bet anything somebody's going to stop and stare and say, hey, ain't that Humphrey Bogart?
What?
I just joshing, kiddo.
Now I think I'll stay home.
Oh, no, you do look wonderful. Go on, pick up Mabel and have a good time. Where is this fashion show you kids are going to? Bonton?
No, the women's club is having it. In the auditorium. Oh, wow. Will you look what time it is? I have to run. I'll be home about 4:30.
Now, don't worry. I'll take care of myself. Have fun.
Bye.
Ah, there goes a good kid. Now, for a good cigar, the morning paper, and a quiet afternoon with... Now, what the heck was...
Archer, boy!
Oh, for the love of... Guy can't relax in his own home. Just a minute.
No need to come all the way out to the kitchen, Johnny. I'll come in here. What you doing with your hat and coat on?
Hmm? Oh. Well, Molly was trying to start the car a minute ago, and I thought she might need some help, so I was...
Not
always...
her. The way she whizzed out of your driveway, where's she going, to a fire?
No, no, a fashion show with Mabel Toops.
Fashion show?
Yep.
She was my wife, Johnny. I'd rather have her go to a fire. Well, I just stopped by to get your grocery order, so where is it?
Well, Molly didn't mention groceries, so I guess we don't need anything. Doggone it, there's none in here either.
What you looking for?
A cigar. I thought I had some here in the hall in the overcoat pocket, but they're not there. Look over there on the coffee table, will you? In that hand-carved box Aunt Sarah sent me from Havana. I'll look behind the clock on the mantel.
Yeah, no. Nothing here but some buttons, spools, a thread, and a tape measure.
Oh, I forgot I gave that box to Molly for her sewing box. There's none on the mantel. Look under the cushions on the davenport, will you? Sometimes a butt falls out of the ashtray and gets... Gunn and I ought to have at least one cigar around here someplace. What the heck's the noise for?
I'm singing, Johnny.
Oh.
Singing the theme music from that movie, The Lost Weekend. That's what this cigar hunt reminds me of. Only if we made a picture about this, we'd call it I Was a Fugitive from Butts Anonymous. Well, you sound so desperate, son.
I'm not desperate. It's just that I always have a couple of cigars around, and Molly's gone for the afternoon, and I was looking forward to sitting down with a quiet cigar without anybody saying, please, dearie, you're ruining my curtains. Hey, you don't smoke cigars, do you?
Why, sure, Johnny. Been smoking them for years.
Yeah? I don't remember seeing you.
No, not during business hours. Company regulations.
Oh.
But I love a good cigar now and then. You want some?
Boy, I sure do. Molly's got the car, so I can't very well get out.
Well, come on out to the truck, son. I'll be glad to fix you up.
Oh, great. Swell. Yes, sir. Boy, I sure appreciate this, because I'm stuck without...
Well, now, stop harping on it. Glad to do it. What's a friend for, if it ain't for other friends to impose on?
Good.
Here we are. Hey, you gonna be warm enough? Maybe you ought to go back in and put your shoes on.
What for?
You want me to drive you down to Kramer's drugstore to get us some cigars, don't you?
I thought you were
Not that you have to get any from me if you don't want to. I'm just doing this out of friendship, of course. You can walk home if you want to, but if you insist on buying me a couple, too, we'll make them panatellas because
Okay, get in and start the engine up. I'll be right back as soon as I get some money. And this time I'm going to buy a whole box of them and stash them all over the house because I'm sick and tired of running out of cigars.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. So you probably know your children must have enough vitamins to maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins, because vitamins have a way of getting lost in cooking and processing of food. And that's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. The youngsters like taking them, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are small and smooth-coated, so they're easy to swallow, and they leave no aftertaste. There's no strain on the family budget, either. You can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, sold at drugstores everywhere.
Hey, Kramer, how about some service here? What do I have to do to get waited on? Kick in a showcase?
Well, as I live and try to breathe after you light up one of those smudge pucks you smoke, if it isn't Diamond Jim Brady.
Oh, cut the wisecracks. I'm in a hurry. Where's the alfalfa Coronas?
Here you are. Give me your nickel, but light it outside. I've got my white jacket on.
Now, just a minute, Eager. I'm not buying one this time. I want to buy a... All right. Keep your goggles on. That's the old-timer. I promised to buy him a couple of cigars, too. One for driving me down here and another one if we get back.
All right, pick him out and... if you get back.
Yeah. Instead of a driver's license, I think he carries a pilot's license. We made a left turn back there on Elm, and he put his hand out, and I swear we lifted 3 feet off the ground.
Well, that's the younger generation of 1810. But come on, how many cigars do you want?
A box full. 50.
50? Well, congratulations. When did it happen?
When did what happen?
When did you get $2.50 all at one time?
That's very funny, Mr. Kramer. Very funny. Har, har, har. Believe me, if I was a businessman trying to make a living by cheating my customers with shoddy merchandise, I wouldn't go around making snide remarks to a guy with money in his hand.
Yeah, sorry. I guess the shock of you spending $2.50 all at once is too much for me.
I spend that much with you for cigars every month. I'm just going to buy my whole month's supply of cigars at once, that's all. So I won't be running out till about Christmas.
Oh, gee, McGee, I'm sorry. You mean you won't be coming in here every few days like you used to?
No.
And I won't see you for a whole month?
No, I guess not. Except at the Elks meeting next week, maybe. But, gee, Kramer, I didn't know you. I mean, well, well, we argue.
Yippee! Hey, Fred! Hang out the flag. We'll take the afternoon off. This calls for a celebration.
Ma! Go boil your big egghead, you stupid pill roller. Give me the cigars and let me out of here. I got other things to do besides hanging out. Now I got 3 in the desk drawer. 2 in each one of my suits. That's 4. 6 behind the books in the bookcase. Just a minute. Coming. Trying to get them distributed around so no matter where I am, I won't have to walk more than 6 feet to a cigar when I want one. Well, what do you... Oh, hi, Doc. Come in.
Thanks. Can I use your phone? It's kind of an emergency.
Hey, you look like it. You got a complexion like a fresh oyster, Doc. What's the matter?
I don't feel good.
Oh?
I was driving back to the office and I suddenly felt real sick. Hey, open the window, will you? It's stuffy in here.
Sure. There. That better?
Yeah, I feel better now. I was going to call the office and cancel my afternoon patient, but I guess I'll be all right.
You sure now?
Yeah, let me take a look in the mirror there. Yep. Now I know I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I've just seen my doctor.
Oh, brother. Oh, Nellie. Now I know you're back to normal, pulling a corny old gag like that one. Come on, here. Here's your hat. I'm a busy man, butcher boy, so back
Watch
to your...
Watch the stepladder.
Whoops! Forgot it was there.
What's the stepladder doing in the middle of the hall, anyhow?
I was stashing away some cigars in the light fixture. In case I used up the ones I hid in my shotgun barrel.
What? Stashing cigars?
Oh, you don't know the trouble I've had today, Fatso. I wanted to smoke, and I was clean out of cigars. Looked all over the house, every place. Nothing. So I went down and bought a whole box full of them.
Oh, fine.
No matter where I am, anywhere in this house, I won't be more than 6 feet from a cigar when I want it.
Oh, you dunce.
Hmm?
Don't you know why you couldn't find a cigar in this house today? You promised Molly yesterday you were going to give up smoking.
What? Oh, my gosh, I did. Oh.
You remember giving me your last three so you wouldn't be tempted? Why do you think I was sick just now? Because
huh?
I lit one in the car thinking it was mine. Oh.
Oh, brother, how could I forget such... I promised Molly so faithfully.
Well, it's just a weak mentality and you can't be...
McGee,
blamed.
I'm home, dearie, in the kitchen.
Yipe, I've got cigars all over the house. Hey, help me, Doc. You got to help me, quick.
What?
Here's a list I made. I'll tear it in half. Hi, Molly. I'll be there in a minute. Look, Doc, you take half the list.
What?
While she's talking to you, I'll look for half the cigars. And while she's talking to me, you look for the other half, because if she finds out I got this...
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Say, if a cold should catch up with you this week and make you feel miserable, try Tabsin for relief. Yes, find out how Tabsin can relieve sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Once you try Tabsin, I'm sure you'll always depend on it to bring quick relief for the discomforts of colds. Get Tabsin at your drugstore. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Molly.
Yes?
I got a confession to make.
Sure.
I forgot about giving up smoking and, well, I went down to Kramer's drugstore and I bought 50 cigars.
I know. The old timer told me.
But I didn't smoke any. Honest, I didn't. Just part of one, that's all. As soon as I remembered my promise, I threw it away. And I'm going to take all them other cigars back to Kramer. Honest, I am.
I don't care, dearie. Really, I didn't ask you to quit. It was your own idea to see if you could give up cigars for the rest of this week.
Yeah, sure, but...
If you can't do it, it's all right with me.
Well, I can do it, and I will do it, too. You'll see.
Yes. Goodbye, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow without cigars, too.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Will Wright appeared as Kramer. Well, what's your guess? Can McGee get along without those cigars? This is John Wald advising you to tune in tomorrow to find out.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.